Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head football coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Last night, tough loss against Smoky Mountain, a good football team. You know, we went out there and knew that they were going to be good, and they certainly were very difficult to deal with up front, obviously, and ran the ball particularly well. But it's proud of the kids, too. You know, what we saw in the second half really changed things a lot. I felt like we were talking a lot, Coach, last night about, you know, third downs in the first half versus third downs in the second half, and we were really limiting them to, you know, third and sevens, third and eights in that second half versus those, you know, shorter yardage situations. And your football team had a great chance there to win. I was really proud of the way Corey played, and again the defense continued to battle, and it certainly was a battle last night. But a very good football team. It's always tough to take a loss, but it's a lot of good things that I know that you would want to speak to this morning, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, the kids' effort. You know, I thought when you look at that situation going into that ball game, you know, we felt like we had some disadvantages. Obviously, the size that they were, you know, senior heavy. Obviously, you know, what they do well. You know, last night when we looked at the first half, you know, we only had two offensive possessions in the first half. We had the one drive that we scored on. And then we had a three and out right there that flipped over into the second quarter. So, you know, kept the ball away from us. Time of possession, you know, was huge. I think at the end of the game it was 30 minutes for them and about 15, right at 15 minutes for us. So almost cut it in half. You know, and then we got some things straightened out in the second half and came out and played really well defensively. Started getting some stops. You know, had another couple of good offensive series in there and just kind of traded blows back and forth. You know, but we still had some things that kind of haunted us a little bit on the first touchdown after we got it. And we got down there and, you know, had a bobble snap, you know, on the extra point. So made it 6 points. And, you know, they made a good play on the opening kickoff, you know, a little bloop up, kind of squirted through one of our front row guys' hands, and they got it, but defense kind of bowed their neck and didn't let them in. And you know, that was one thing. Even on the long drives, I thought our defense did a good job of bowing their necks when they got down there close to the end zone, only giving up those field goals in the first half, you know, making the score 6-6. And you know, we actually contemplated going for two after that second touchdown and called a timeout to make sure we were set with what we wanted to do. And you know, Wilson knocked it through and, you know, made it 13. And of course, you know, they had the long drive to follow it up and scored as well. You know, got into overtime, and it kind of played to their hands what they were able to do. You know, it felt like we needed to try to get a touchdown if we could.
Yeah.
Didn't think 3 points might win it, but, you know, went ahead and, you know, attempted the field goal to try to get those points just so you had it in case you had a turnover or something like that happen. And, you know, again, I thought their kids played really well. I thought their coaching staff did a good job of getting them ready. I thought our kids played hard. I thought our coaching staff did a good job getting our kids ready. It was just one of those good ball games right out of the gate for our conference.
Yeah, when you go back, and we thought about this some too, obviously, you know, they were coming off their bye week. But, you know, a week ago we were talking about, you know, going live some with the JVs and trying to, you know, get as much sort of, you know, quick action as you could. Did you do the same kinds of things in prep this week, or was there any differences, or was it more of a normal week than the way you prepared?
No, it was a really good week. You know, the week before, the open week before, was really good. Did some things, changed some things up, and got a little scrimmage time in. We talked about that last weekend. You know, we got to this week, and you know, kind of business as usual, and really good practices, you know, leading up. Had a really good win Thursday night with the JVs, got those guys back on track, you know, 27-7. Felt good about where we finished with those guys on Thursday night, and, you know, felt good in the preparation all week. You know, but it was, you know, one of those situations where you kind of look at the stats, but it was, you know, one of those situations where the time of possession just killed us. You know, not being able to slow them down enough right there to start with. And again, we've still got to take advantage of opportunities when we get on the offensive side. We got pinned down there in the second half too. Ryan helped us out, had some really good punts.
Yes, he
again
did.
You know, got us out of the holes. You know, those are things that you got to continue to do. Our kickoffs are really good. We got them pinned inside the 20 twice. You know, we had a 15-yard penalty. They kind of bailed them out a little bit and got them out of the hole. But, you know, for the most part, you know, felt good about, you know, the three phases of the game for us. you know, it was a great ball game, and, you know, they made a few more plays than we did.
They were really committed to keep the ball away from Devin on the kickoffs.
They were.
It seemed like. And the other thing that I was, you know, curious about is that did you see anything out of them that you hadn't seen so far in film?
No, I mean, we kind of got what we had practiced for and thought we were probably going to get. And obviously, as you know, get game film, every team that somebody else's face is different than you. So you get a couple of different looks, but, you know, we felt pretty confident in what we were going to get. You know, we had some wrinkles of our own we tried to throw in to try to help us out a little bit. And, you know, we had some good play all the way across. The penalties, you know, weren't high.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at the penalties. We had four penalties for 40 yards. You know, they had four penalties for 25 yards. So, I mean, there wasn't a big discrepancy there. You know, we hurt ourselves on one of the drives right there, that second drive. We got a chop block that kind of took some air out of us. You know, but again, Ryan got us out of the hole. You know, seemed like he had maybe a 58-yard punt.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here looking
it.
At just boomed it and did a really good job on a snap. They got a little high from Shuford, and, you know, he one-handed
yes.
it and grabbed it and kept it from going back and got it off. He got a little rushed and didn't get all of it, all of his foot on it. But, you know, there's certainly some positives to work on, but, you know, certainly you kind of tip your hat. Nice job by the other side. And, you know, again, they made more plays than we did.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Fall is in the air, and now is the time to get your lawn in shape. Come into Hometown Hardware for our fall specials and meet the power equipment team in Canton for sales and service. We carry a complete line of mowers, including Gravely and Toro zero-turn models. Hometown Hardware. You want it? We've got it. Your big box alternative.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Go back to, you know, the first half, Coach, and again, you know, starting off with that onside kick. I don't know that really shocked me too much, but I thought we played it pretty well and just kind of, you know, got by us. And again, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, they were, I thought, really committed to doing whatever to keep it away from Devin. And even on that last kick of the game, you know, we were set up in pretty good field position starting at the 41 that last drive that we had. So I thought we managed that pretty well. But again, going back to the beginning of the game to, you know, get that first drive going and get on the board early, I thought was important. And then, you know, going to that last drive, I mean, what Corey did on those two runs, first on a, what was, I'm sure, designed to be, you know, just a run-of-the-mill run, he was able to really break one out and set us up with a short yardage play. The second time, they had pulled everybody in, probably expecting a short yardage run. He was able to squirt by and get all the way in and, you know, really turned on that speed. I thought he was the fastest man on the field on that play. And, you know, again, maturation of Corey with the throws and with the legs, he continues to gain confidence. And obviously, you know, the throw there late that was intercepted, obviously one that hurts, and I'm sure he's frustrated with, but he continues to get better and better, and I think he's going to be a difference maker as we go down the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think obviously did a good job with his legs last night.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the long run. I was probably, like a lot of people, I was a little bit surprised once he got into the open field, you know, that he was able to kind of pull away
yeah.
and make the score, which was great. You know, you talked about the good field position on that last drive for us, you know, in regulation. And, you know, Cam Fortney had a really good return for us, got us up in there, you know, had a couple of plays, and we decided to take a shot, you know, down the middle. And, of course, we, you know, threw one up and took a chance. Didn't hurt us, you know, as far as what
yeah.
happened at the end of the game, but didn't give us a chance either, you know, to try to get down there and possibly get a field goal or possibly get some type of attempt. But, you know, again, that comes back to, you know, taking advantage of opportunities, and we kind of took one away from ourselves. You know, even on the onside kick to start with, you know, you look at it, and you know, we didn't lose any points on it, but it also took offensive possession away from us. You know, it took more time away from us. So, you know, all of those little things add up, especially when you get to a game as close as what ours was. And, you know, I kind of figured that it would be, you know, because you had two really good defenses, you know, going after each other. It didn't make any difference what offenses were averaging and scoring. I knew it would be one of those good defensive battles. And, you know, I felt like if we could get our guys out in the open field, we had a chance to make some plays, you know, and I think we saw that at times, you know, but the big difference was up front. You know, I thought those guys, you know, you look at us on the hoof and you stand us side by side, you know, it was a big difference in size.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought our kids came back and battled really hard, especially there in the second half. You know, you look at the third down efficiency. That was kind of a stat that surprised me this morning when I was looking at it. You know, they were 7 of 16, it says, for 44%, and we were 5 of 9 for 56%.
Right.
So we were higher on the third down percentage, but they didn't get in very many third downs early on.
Right,
you know,
right.
They were getting first downs off the second downs and things like that. But, again, I thought there were some really good things coming out of the game, and it was just one of those where, you know, when you play in ball games like that, you know, you've got to be able to make every play happen. I think you go back to the Mountain Heritage game, and that was one of those games where we did make everything happen.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of turnovers. You know, last night there were no turnovers, you know, for them. So, you know, great ball game all the way around. You know, again, certainly proud of our kids and the way they battled, but, you know, just came up short.
When you give up an advantage in terms of up front as far as size and those kinds of things, what kinds of things do you typically look to try to put in to negate some of that?
You know, some things that Coach Rogers and his staff, you know, looked at doing to try to help out was moving the front around a little bit, you know, not letting them just line up, head up, and let the offensive linemen get their hands on them. You know, move those guys, move your linebackers around a little bit. You got to take a chance every once in a while, see if you can catch the right play and try to get somebody through. And, you know, we did have a big fourth down stop, you know, down there next to the in the red zone for them. I thought our defense, you know, was one of those situations
absolutely.
Where they bowed their neck and played really good and got us out of a hole. It was just, you know, you can go back and replay a lot of things in your mind, but, you know, you can't fault effort and you can't fault, you know, the way that things kind of unfolded. You know, I felt like it was just a great battle all the way across and two really good football teams.
We've seen clean games, too, the last two or three games as well. You think there's a precedent going on right now in the mountains that, you know, as far as our association goes, to kind of let these guys go out there and play, or is this just a matter of, you know, teams that are being well coached and not committing penalties?
I think you got a possibility of a lot of things. I think it was you know, well known that was a big game last night in our conference. I think the officials knew how important it was as well. I thought they did a good job of keeping everything under control. I never saw anything really that I felt like was out of line. You saw our kids pick them up and, you know, vice versa. So I thought it was, you know, it was pretty clean all the way across. And again, you look at the penalties, you know, we had four, they had four. I mean, it was, you know, very low on that. But you and I both know they could call a holding or anything they wanted to on every play. And it was good to see that they let the kids get after it and decide what was going to happen on the outcome.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Last night, how proud we were of the crowd that we had, too. People showed up, and I thought that they were engaged in the game last night, and they were there. Of course, we're going to need them there the rest of the way, too. Still a lot of big ball games left and a lot of good things that we feel like we're going to be able to accomplish. But great crowd last night, really on both ends. But it was nice to see everybody show up after, you know, after 2 weeks there and not having a game.
You know, the thing for us, and talk to the team, you know, after the game, you know, obviously the big thing for us is getting back to work on Monday and getting ready to play East Henderson next week. opportunity in front of us. I feel like our conference is very solid. I said this at the beginning of the year. I don't know if you know, a team can go through the conference and not have a loss. Certainly, we're one game behind. We put ourselves in a hole. But there's still a lot of big games left to be played. Obviously, you're looking at Hendersonville, who had a big win last night, and you're also looking at Brevard, who had a big win last night. So a lot of obstacles left, and certainly we're not overlooking anybody. You know, I reminded the team last night, the last time we went to East Henderson, we lost in an upset, you know, on the last play of the game. So, you know, we're going to make sure we pound that message in this week as well. You know, it's a TV game this week, so, you know, those that are out there listening, you know, trying to get to the ball game. It's a 7 o'clock game and not a 7:30 game as well. So a little bit of change up on schedule stuff, but, you know, we've got to come back in on Monday and refocus and get back to work.
How did they respond afterwards? How were the kids?
You know, it was like you expected. I mean, there are goals these guys set at the beginning of the year, and, you know, we're hopeful that we can get back in this race. But, you know, we also know we've got to take care of our business the rest of the way. And, again, we put ourselves in a hole a little bit. We got to be able to fight out of it and see if we can give ourselves a chance at the end and possibly see what, you know, provided we get in the playoffs, you know, try to get a home game if we can,
sure,
or at least a high enough seat if we can to, you know, get a good matchup.
Yeah. So you mentioned this a little bit too. You know, the way this conference is sort of split out there right now, you're absolutely right. I think it's going to be very difficult for anyone to go through and not have at least a loss there. So, you know, there's still no reason for us to continue to not try to do everything that we can, because you very well can come up and still have an opportunity to win a conference title. Now, you're right. You know, we can't give away any games going down the line here if we want that to be the outcome. But you still got Brevard out there. You still got Hendersonville. Obviously, Smokey has to play both of those teams too. So, you know, chances are that you know, still have a lot of good things in front of us, and again, can still put ourselves in a situation with a conference title and have some home playoff games, and certainly that's the goal here, I'm sure.
It is, you know, and we got to keep moving forward. You know, obviously there's things that we've got to do better in getting our kids ready to go, you know, preparation-wise, and continuing to push that with those guys, and certainly we're not going to take a step back. You know, we're going to continue to move forward with where we're at, you know, not only with the varsity but with the JVs as well.
Tell me about we were just talking about that in the pregame team. Obviously JVs got back on track this week and beat Smokey pretty well, and you know, obviously, you know, and you said this to me last week too, you know, there's a couple losses there for the JV program, but you've been very proud of the way that they've gone out there and played and gotten better each week.
Yeah, you know, we've had some injuries and stuff that have come up that they've had to fight through, and some other things. And, you know, we actually got 2 weeks to really work with those guys and get those guys, you know, back going what we felt like was in the right direction. And, you know, just a really good effort for them on Thursday night. Didn't shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, didn't have any turnovers, took care of the ball. You took advantage of opportunities, and you're starting to see a little bit of maturity in those guys and on that level, which is good, you know, for us as a program coming through. And, you know, we've all got 4 games left, and we're still trying to fight for the same thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we can get taken care of next week.
I want to go back to last night again and just talk about it. I didn't see anything that really made me nervous as far. I don't think I saw any injury or any real dings at all. Is there anything there that you're worried about?
You know, very physical ball game. You know, there's going to obviously be bumps and bruises and some soreness and stuff this morning and maybe over the weekend. But, no, I think we came out fairly healthy. You know, we did on Thursday night as well. For the most part. So I think we'll get to go into the week, you know, at 100% with what we've got, and turn loose and get after it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Hardy UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Going back to last night again, they didn't want to throw the football around very much. Did you feel like that if you were able to put some points on the board, you could really force them into a spot that, you know, maybe would have made them uncomfortable? Or maybe they could. I hadn't seen any film on them, but didn't look like that was something that they were really interested in doing, is trying to find ways to take shots downfield. And obviously, you know, that gives us a chance to create pressure, and we've done that really well this year. And I think the secondary's played very well for us this year too. But that's just not something that they looked like they were very interested in doing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of similarities with the Mountain Heritage game. You know, that's not too, you know, kind of to what they're looking to do. You know, they've got a young quarterback that's sitting back there that, you know, has had some struggles early on in the season as well. And we felt like if we could get them to that point where they had to, you know, pass the ball to try to win the ball game, that was an advantage for us. You know, we got them in some third down situations where they had to do that. And I think you probably saw some of those, you know, when we talked about the efficiency of third down, I think that's probably why you saw those percentages the way they were. You know, put him in a situation where he's got to make, you know, a throw and get them into first downs and those things. And, you know, we felt like that would be an advantage for us, and it was. We just didn't get them in that situation enough. You know, they were winning first downs. We felt like if we could get them in a second and long situation and not a second and medium, that certainly helped our chances, because it kind of put them behind the sticks a little bit. And, you know, they were so many times they were second and five or second and six, you know, and they would have made good yardage on the first down, but really good backs. You know, that's the one thing I probably haven't talked enough about. I thought both of their backs, you know, Dustin Stevenson, the number 14, and Will Frady, both really good backs, ran the ball extremely hard, you know, up in the hole. I thought Stevenson did a good job hiding him behind those linemen.
Yeah, he's not a very big guy.
No, very shifty, you know, get out in the open field. Yeah. And, you know, Will, who was a great wrestler, too, for Smoky Mountain, thought he did an outstanding job, you know, running the ball. But everything starts up front, you know, with those guys, and I thought they did a good job there. And I thought that was certainly an advantage for them.
On the other side, you know, we talked about a little bit about this defensively. Hunter, again, last night, nine tackles. You had Dell with eight tackles, obviously, on the back end, but still, eight tackles for him. Tucker, again, continues to play really well. Lane had five tackles. Caleb Bradford, I know I called his number a couple times last night. So, you know, getting a lot of guys, Kane Fortney with six tackles. You know, getting a lot of different guys defensively in on the mix, and your guys go and find the football and stretch things out. Obviously, there's several times last night that, you know, we gave up a few more than we would like to, but you really did do a good job, I thought, of limiting really big plays for them.
Yes, you know, there was some opportunities for them to get loose, and I think probably some of their bigger gains were, you know, 15, maybe 20 yards, but, you know, nothing that just kind of broke our back. I mean, we were able to kind of rally and get them down, and, you know, again, it was one of those situations where we just couldn't get them stopped and get opportunities enough on the other side of the ball. And, you know, sometimes that happens, and you got to take advantage of what you got. But to be 13-13, or 6-6 at halftime, 13-13 at the end of regulation, you know, I felt like the game was kind of lived up to the hype. We all knew that it was going to be a really good one. You know, two teams that were predicted to be at the top of the conference. You know, and to go into overtime. And, again, you know, I knew that played into their advantage for what they did, you know, being able to run the ball. And I thought that was, you know, obviously playing for the win right there, or playing for the tie once they scored and getting the extra point, getting into overtime. You know, I felt like if we could get down there and maybe get a field goal attempt right there late, we needed to try to win it in regulation if we could. And but, you know, those things happen. And, you know, again, kids fought hard, got us to the end. You know, we preached to our kids, you know, playing hard all the way through, trying to win it in the fourth quarter, overtime if that comes up. And, you know, our kids gave us a chance, and that's all you can ask for.
This is not sour grapes, and I would say it anyway, and I've said it several times before, but, you know, there are a few places that I feel like that the high school rules are a little bit antiquated. One of them is starting at the 10-yard line. Is it time for us? Because you're not really giving your defense, I think, an even shot against an offense to go out. And I understand you want to try to get the game over early. In terms of the overtimes and not have 5 and 6 and 7, is it time for us to move that back to the 15 or the 20, do you think?
You know, you've seen obviously where the colleges, you know, have moved theirs back. That's a crazy question. I've been on the other side of winning those games in overtime and, you know, been on the losing side of it as well. And I think it probably all washes out in the end. Obviously, you know, you start deeper back and you don't move the ball. You're putting your field goal kicker in a deeper attempt for
right,
him, you
right.
know, at the high school level. So I don't know that there's a perfect answer to it. You know, that's a topic of conversation for the officials in the state and all of those guys. But, you know, last night, again, great ball game, great crowd. You know, appreciate
yeah.
everybody that
yeah.
came out. And the youth that was on the field last night, that's always great to see those
yeah.
young kids out there.
Absolutely.
And Miss Tammy had the young cheerleaders out there as well,
yeah.
a lot of little girls going through.
Yeah.
And always glad and proud to see those kids that are coming through.
It's certainly been nice, too, that the weather's broke the last week and a half, too, right?
Really was. You know, had some good practices this week as far as weather went. You know, last week, man, still felt like we were still in early August.
Yeah.
But weather broke finally for us, and, you know, conditions certainly wasn't an issue as either. I mean, our kids, you know, really good shape, and it was just a really good battle, you know, and we've got to be able to shake it off and move on and get to the next one and get ready for East Henderson next week.
You know, obviously, you got to prepare for them. You got to go over there, and as you said a few moments ago, you know, it was a bit of a similar situation a couple years ago where we were a much better football team than they were. Went over there, as you mentioned, losing that game on the last play of the game. That really put us in a bind. Now, I remember, you know, we were able to sort of pull things back together again and make a pretty good run from there on out through the rest of the season. But, you know, that's certainly not a game that we can afford to go over and not play our best and win it.
Absolutely. You know, it's got to be a precedence for us to continue to move forward. You know, obviously there'll be a few distractions with it being a TV game and TV timeouts and,
right.
and all of those things. So we'll, you know, we'll deal with those things once we get in that environment and go from there. But, you know, excited about where our team is mentally,
right.
You know, maturity-wise. I still feel like we've got some good football left in us. I still feel like we've got some positives that we can work with and continue to get better and, you know, make that push to try to get us to the end and see where things shake out after November the 8th.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, we always talk about this a little bit every single year. At the middle schools, Canton and Bethel played this week. Canton beating Bethel, and I know, you know, Bethel took that tough. I can assure you of that. But got some good kids on both sides. We've talked a lot about that. A lot of size over at Bethel, particularly up front. And you got some kids that look like they really can run the football and do some things skill-wise over at Canton. You know, you match that up with what's going on, continues to go on at the youth league, and some pretty good teams. I know at Bethel, I'm not as familiar with Canton, but at Bethel, at the youth league, still a lot of good athletes. Some really good teams are going on right now down there. So can be a lot of excitement around the program. I know that's something that you look forward to seeing as those kids coming down the line. Won't be that long that you'll see them in your program too.
Yeah, some big games this week. You know, you mentioned the middle school game with Canton and Bethel on Thursday night. Those guys play in the youth leagues today.
Right.
So they'll get a chance to see each other as well. And, you know, got some good things going on with all of our youth programs right now. Got good numbers in some places.
Right.
And, you know, got a chance to go down and watch a little bit of the middle school game on Thursday before I headed over to Smoky Mountain. And, you know, some really good-looking kids. You mentioned it earlier. You know, love watching those kids get after it and the grit and all of those things. And, you know, excited about the future, you know, for our program here and excited about getting our hands on these guys when they get up here to us and getting them in the weight room and all of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of good things going on in Haywood County for us right now. And, you know, hopefully the youth games will have good weather today and
yeah.
get after it and have some good ball games.
We'll look forward to next week, too. Again, 6 o'clock will be our early air time with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 6:30 will be our game call start. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff. That's at East Henderson next week. JV game at home. this week. No, it's not.
There you go.
You're right. It's a home and home over there on Thursday and Friday. It's the JV game and then the varsity game over there this week. So make sure if you can get over the JV game, too. Certainly appreciate you doing that. Be back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brad Chappell Show. For head coach Brad Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.